The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Two-state solution is the only way that both parties can live side by side. That hasn't changed.
Jen Psaki from the State Department talking about Israel and the Palestinians. What else is new? As soon as you say two-state, what do you think? Immediately you go to the quicksand in the Middle East and the hard feelings and just how rough it's been in that region. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But trust me, as this goes to the front burner in a sense, because Benjamin Netanyahu was at the UN and he was talking about a few different things, including what is happening with Hamas and what's going on with Israel and the Palestinians, and also Iran and their nuclear ambitions, which they have been slammed with sanctions, as you all know. We still have this bigger thing that is looming as far as America's concerned, and that is ISIS, Islamic State, and this coalition that we seem to be leading, whether we want to admit it or not. And there's been backlash because over the weekend, the president did another softball interview with Steve Croft, who I actually like a lot of his 60 Minutes reports, but I think he likes the president and he can't help himself. He gushes over him. So in the interview, one of the things that happened, one of the remarks that happened in the interview, Obama was asked about how the Islamic State was able to gain so much territory. And he said, our head of the intelligence community, Jim Clapper, has acknowledged that I think they underestimated what had been taking place in Syria. Clapper previously had said that the U.S. analysts both underestimated the Islamic State or ISIS and overestimated the ability of the Iraqi army to fight them. But sources say Obama was looped in on the rise of ISIS for a long time. If you remember, Leon Panetta, the former defense secretary, was a guy who said, well, 2 years ago, we told the president, our advice, not just me, but others, that he should arm the Syrian rebels, and he didn't want to just arm them. He was worried about where the arms would come from, some of the arms would come from, and where they would end up, from not just the United States. So now we've got this Khorasan group that is built up in the 18 months leading up to the strikes in Syria, which started last week. So these threats from ISIS and the Khorasan was pretty well documented in the Daily Brief. They say for at least over a year, and the White House pushed it aside. They didn't act. So when was he aware of the threat? We go back to the same thing, timelines, timelines, timelines. And why is that important? Because people want accountability, and that's natural in any part of the government, but particularly when we're talking about writing these big checks and doing something about this Islamic State. Could we have done something sooner? That's a fair question to ask. And now, by all accounts, whether it was a year or whether it was 2 years, the briefing contained all that, and they dropped the ball, and what are they now trying to blame other people for it? The intelligence comments are what is troubling. Senator McCain, who of course would take any opportunity to jump on this, said that he's puzzled by some of the president's statements. He was on CNN. He said specifically the intelligence people are pushing back hard. And McCain says, we predicted this, watched it. It was like watching a train wreck and warning every step of the way that this was happening. It is a direct result of our failure to leave a residual force behind. So now you had the press secretary, because remember, you have these daily briefings to inform all of us through the eyes and the mouths of the reporters, I suppose. But the White House press secretary, Josh Ernst, fielded a string of questions at the briefing about that. He was asked if Obama was intending to blame the intelligence community. And it did. That's how it came out. On our last show, we talked about that, that he said the intelligence committee didn't know. And then, you know, you look at Nouri al-Maliki, and if you re-rack tapes here on America Tonight from the beginning, certainly I said it, that I wasn't walking on a thin branch by myself, that it was clearly obvious to anybody that he was wasting time. He didn't even want to be in that position, and he just built up the Shia base and was incredibly suspicious of the Kurds and especially the Sunnis. So this started some of the chaos that was happening with the Syrian civil war started happening, and now you had exposure in a lot of swaths of that country. Then it bled over into Iraq. So isn't it interesting? What seems like a softball easy interview turns into a controversial comment that has a lot of people in the intelligence community not too happy, especially Clapper, who wakes up and basically figures out, although he hadn't said much, that he was thrown under the bus. And you can imagine the text that he got. Hey, did you realize that you underestimated ISIS? Specifically, they were saying your name. The president said your name. Think about that. Crazy. Now, and with all this hubbub over ISIS and talking about terror and talking about what do we do in this country with lone wolf terrorists, and what about the people who take their passports and go over and decide they want to be part of this fight, which I think should just not be tolerated. You want to join the fight? Don't ever come back. So the Justice Department, in the meantime, is going to announce some pretty broad restrictions on racial and religious profiling in federal investigations, including in matters of national security. This ban comes with the concern of the Islamic militant groups executing a terror attack on the U.S. What the Justice Department is saying is that Attorney General Eric Holder, who's on his way out, is going to announce the policy change in the next couple of weeks, and it's also going to put an end to profiling based on the ethnic background of someone or sexual orientation. He was going to do it a couple of months ago, but the White House told them to hold on so the Department of Homeland Security could review the national security implications of it. So the new policy is going to, will add to longstanding bans on racial profiling. And for the first time, and this is the key thing, for the first time officially add them to national security investigations. Remember after 9/11 attacks, what happened? There was monitoring of religious groups. We had that in Newark. We had that at mosques there. And surveillance on mosques without evidence in some cases of criminal activity. But then you had the others, like the ones in North Jersey, where they were looking because of ties to some of these groups. So I suppose some of the activities would be allowed to continue, including the recruitment of informants from the religious groups, which is, of course, the thing that you really need. You really, really need the informants. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, old school, new school, you decide. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, we're ready to roll out a brand new segment here on America Tonight. Old school versus new school. I was thinking about this today when I was texting something. I was, you know, there's this new thing now that people are injuring themselves because of too much texting. It's, you know, you're actually getting like carpal tunnel and other things. And I was thinking, wow, what about those days when you had to type? You know, when you typed and you actually had something on paper that you could see and it was cool and you had to hit the keys and it came out and you'd rip it out of the typewriter. Although probably some of you never have typed anything in your life. I kind of like that. I miss the days of typing. So typing versus texting is our first old school versus new school. And Matt Johnson is joining me for this segment. And I am going to surprise everybody, but I'm going old school. You know, I found some of my father's, who was a writer and died when I was a kid. I found some of his old stuff, and it's so cool. I have his typewritten work. I wouldn't have that if we were texting. I'm sure they'd be lost in the clouds somewhere. Matt, what do you think? Typing versus texting?
Well, yeah, you're definitely right where some things will get lost because of that. And when people get new phones, they lose some of the old stuff. I've actually tried to save stuff from my phones and, like, keep going through with them, like, you know, there's photos and certain texts or things like that. I'll try to save them so that it is, I don't know, earmarked for the future, I guess, and that you can, like, show them to people or do whatever. Because otherwise, you know, you go through, like, I remember going through, like, my grandparents', like, photos, and then you could never do that unless they're saved digitally these days. Because nobody has
right.
regular photos anymore, and a lot of times if you get a new phone, some of that stuff gets lost. But I think for just immediacy and being able to communicate with people, texting is the way to go.
All right, so texting and typing. I like typing, although Matt kind of threw me a bone because of the whole memory thing. Next one is Madonna versus Gaga. A lot of people try to compare the two because Lady Gaga does some outrageous things in the way she dresses and that kind of stuff, and certainly that was the signature mark, the hallmark of Madonna and why her career went on so long, because more than a singer, she was an entertainer. So Madonna's obviously old school. Gaga is new school. Still new school. What do you think, Matt?
I don't know. I'd lean towards Madonna.
Yeah, I say Madonna too.
But, and they're both obnoxious, but I find her Madonna more obnoxious now than she was when she first was in the 80s, because it was just, she was this adventurous new pop star, and now she's mm-hmm. this old lady who won't go away and is trying to stay in the limelight and is just annoying everyone.
Yeah. She can't have those bras that she wears or some of the stuff. You're right. I mean, she's already made her mark. Why not just chillax and do something else and influence the younger generation, maybe? Write some songs, get in the studio, that kind of thing. And Gaga, to her credit, went to Juilliard, and she's actually a musician, and she does some pretty stuff, too. She doesn't do all that hardcore, I'm going to flaunt everything. She's lately been doing... She's got this great relationship with Tony Bennett, and they're doing sort of old school songs, and she really has a good voice, and she is a trained classical musician, which a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, she's definitely talented. And,
yes, she's talented.
But I think a lot of what she tried to do is, you know, it moved from Madonna to Britney and now to Gaga. But I don't know. I think as far as talent-wise goes, probably Gaga's got better talent. But Madonna was the first one to kind of do that.
Yeah. All right, domination versus parity in the NFL. Domination is old school, where you had the 49ers dynasty, Green Bay's dynasty, the Cowboy dynasty. You know, you'd see the same teams competing for the Super Bowl, or at least they'd always be there in the championships, and they'd win a bunch of Super Bowls in a row, or at least in a decade they'd have XYZ versus parity in the NFL and some new faces who are winning championships, et cetera. Although you could say there might be a case for domination coming up here with Seattle, perhaps. I don't know. But I like parity. I think it's better that you think, like we've seen these last 4 weeks in the NFL, anybody can win. That old cliche, any given Sunday, I love it. I think it rocks. So I'm all for parity. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think it's very exciting when every year you can have cities all over the country thinking their team could win the Super Bowl, and it's very true. And I mean, you've had teams that go from last place to in the Super Bowl. You have teams that get the last spot in the playoffs that have won the Super Bowl. And I remember those Super Bowls in especially the early to mid-90s. It was basically after the one with the Buffalo Bills, the kick that went left, when the Giants won. Ever since that Super Bowl, it was like a string of 8 blowouts in the 90s, and it was awful.
Yeah, I agree. It was awful, absolutely. All right, so plain old, we move to food. Plain old American cheese versus fancy cheeses. Fancy cheeses like, I don't know, maybe it's not that fancy, but Monterey Jack, feta, Roquefort. There's a whole bunch of them that you could throw. Gouda, you could throw a whole bunch of them out there. There's like a million gourmet cheeses. There's cheese shops that you can taste any kind of cheese that you can possibly imagine. It's, some of it is just absolutely mouth-watering. Or just good old American cheese. I never thought I'd be a fancy cheese person, but maybe it's the wine effect. I don't know. I'm going to say fancy cheeses.
I agree. I'm definitely a cheese snob, I guess. And I think American cheese is absolutely disgusting.
Wow, I can't believe we agree on that. All right, so here's the other thing. It used to be, it was like a little trip. You would go to Blockbuster or your local video store, and it was an event. You'd go picking through them. You'd flirt with someone in the store, or just say hi to your friends, whatever, and then check out a movie. So there was an event versus streaming. Now you're constantly in your house. You're just streaming video from Netflix or whatever source that you have, and you're binge-watching series and movies and that kind of thing. I used to think I missed the video store event, but now I'm going to say no. I love the convenience of streaming. You're exhausted. You plop on the couch, and you can watch House of Cards until you're, you know, till your heart's content. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a big streaming guy. I'm streaming movies nonstop, and I don't miss going to Blockbuster or Video Update or anything like that. I do know, though, like for my parents, it's becoming a bigger problem, and I'm having to help them out with the technology because they're used to going to the video store, and there aren't any anymore, so they've been doing the Redbox, but now Redboxes are kind of getting phased out, too, so I'm trying to move them along to Netflix and streaming sites and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got to update them. You're the son. That's your job. You are the technology evangelist for that family, so you have to live up to that. So we move from that to animation. Simpsons versus the Family Guy.
This is Bart. Honey, your hands are filthy. Go wash up for lunch.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. I love that. Is that a popular expression, like what the deuce?
Probably more popular. Probably way more popular.
All right, I'm going to say Seth MacFarlane is brilliant. No offense to The Simpsons. It's been around forever. It's old school. I love The Family Guy. They actually melded the two, and that's what you heard just the other day. And I like the lines from The Family Guy. I think it's hilarious writing, totally over-the-top sarcasm. I just love it.
I'd say that both these shows have been around a long time, and both have fallen off considerably. And I don't watch.
What are you,
a
Bob's Burger guy?
That show is fantastic, actually. It's pretty good. But I think just for originality, The Simpsons being the first one, in the first, like, four seasons of The Simpsons, they had some phenomenal writers, even like Conan O'Brien working on that show, that it was really well done, and you had some classic episodes. In Family Guy, the first couple of years it came out, it was something different. It's very edgy, but I think they kind of, they fall into a different realm of not being as smart.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in joking you about Bob's Burgers, I like that show. My nephew introduced me to it. And I guess there's always more cutting-edge animation coming your way soon, because that's what it's all about. By the way, my favorite cheese, Munster cheese. I love it. How about you? Cheddar?
No.
Greek feta?
If it's aged cheddar, I don't know. I like a lot of the creamy cheeses, or Manchego, too. That's a really good one.
Oh, that's a good one. Man, somebody's got to make a cheese run. All right, old school versus new school. Thanks, Matt. We'll do it again next week.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We've been talking about the border for a long time here on America Tonight. I've mentioned that I've been out with the Border Patrol 3 different times, and I shouldn't say I was stunned, but each time I went, there was a new revelation. We are so pleased to welcome to this show Jim Gilchrist. He's the founder and president of the Minuteman Project. And I'll tell you, with everything that's happening, we hear what's going on with ISIS, Ebola, and just the numbers once again with what's happening at the border and some of the horrific stories, it's such an interesting, sad time, I think, that we live in, and it's about time something really happened along the border. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you for having me on your program.
So you've been involved in this for a long time, the Minuteman Project, and every time there's a disaster at the border and when you respond, and people really love that on America Tonight, people call in and say, you know, look what they're doing, look what the Minutemen are trying to do. Is this the worst you've seen it, or is it just that there's so many different things that we're dealing with now as far as illegal immigration?
As far as the illegal immigration, it's not the worst. It was the worst back in 2003, 4, 5, and 6, just as the Minuteman Project was launching and bringing national awareness to this issue. Since then, we've managed to get some influence, not direct, but we are getting some influence from congressional members, and immigration now is on every political platform of just about every governor and certainly every presidential candidate and every senatorial candidate. Whereas prior to 2004, no one would even talk about it. So the problem has gotten a little better, but we still have over 2 million illegal aliens penetrating our southern border with Mexico, coming into the United States, setting up shop here and not leaving. And that's compounded every year after year after year. But instead of being 4 to 5 million, like back in 2003 and 4, it's only about 2 million. We still need a dual Israeli-style dual fence along that entire border. We only have it for 12 miles in San Diego. I was just down there today. 12 miles of San Diego is protected very seamlessly. The other 1,988 miles of the border to Brownsville, Texas, is essentially unprotected.
Yeah, what, you know, there was always that big push in Congress for it, but I say it's like the hot potato that it looks good and people start to talk about it. When, yes, we have to protect our borders. Yes, we have to secure the borders. And then it gets shelved whenever there's an election. Do you find the same thing?
Yes. Yeah. This is something that it's a controversial issue. I have no problem with speaking out about it. I just spoke at a high school, a private high school, Francis Parker High School in San Diego this morning. And the students are very receptive. Some of them disagreed. But it was it's something that has been shoved aside for so many decades since President Eisenhower. We have not had a president since Eisenhower who took our immigration policy and law enforcement seriously, nor Congress. They've all kicked the can down the road, kind of like our national debt. It's $17 trillion now and getting higher because everyone just keeps kicking the can down the road. Eventually, in my opinion, this is going to be a disaster. And I guess maybe we have to experience it before we really understand that the dire consequences of not enforcing your immigration laws.
Yeah, and the dire consequences include disease, because we see now these statistics that are coming out about Ebola, and people along some of the, especially the areas that you mentioned where they're exposed, there's not the dual fence, you're not having as much protection all the way through Brownsville, Texas, that there's concern that that's coming across the border, too, and that neighbors and other people could be infected by it and other diseases as well. And this gets downplayed, but don't you think this is a serious crisis?
Yes, but these are crises that no one in politics, except for Stephen King from Iowa, Jeff Sessions, a senator from Alabama, Lou Barletta from Pennsylvania, they are right out there in the open. Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, about this issue. And but there seems to be a pretension that there is no problem. We'll wait until it presents itself. For example, we actually are going to wait for another 9/11 before we're going to take the threat of ISIS presence in the United States real serious. There is a serious threat of a terrorist attack, and certainly DHS is doing its best and local police departments are doing their best. But as long as we're going to have porous borders and open ports of entry, not the seaports or airports, but the ports of entry land-based from Canada and from the from Mexico, we're going to have an open gateway for anyone who wants to come here. It is so easy to walk across that border. And if you have any type of training like an ISIS soldier has, walking across that border in 130-degree heat is not going to bother you. You could walk 100 miles in that heat. Any militarily trained person is going to be able to do that. They know how to deal with it. So you can infiltrate the United States so easily. But the worst threat is not the infiltration. I think it's the homegrown terrorists because they're already here. They've already got their plans laid out. I think the next target is going to be the usual. It's going to be a population dense target like New York City and certainly Washington, D.C., because that's the political hub of the country. It'll be 9/11 all over again. These terrorist groups along the border with Mexico, according to the reports that we're getting now, that there is some record of them down there. They're not going to attack El Paso. They're not going to attack San Diego. They're coming to the mall in Indianapolis, Indiana, or Minnesota, wherever that mall was that had the shooting recently. They're going to want big body count, but actually they're not even going to pick a mall. They're going to go for New York City high rises. They go for a cruise ship with 5,000 passengers on it, sink it 2 minutes. If you split it in half with the right explosives, they're going to go for a school with a lot of young kids, like they did in Beslan, Russia, 10 years ago. They're going to go for a synagogue full of Jewish worshipers on a Saturday, killing 5,000, blowing the synagogue down to the ground. Same with maybe a Catholic church or a Christian church of some kind. It's going to be a high-volume death count target. They're not interested in killing one or two people. That's good for their videos when they show somebody being beheaded over in Syria on a video to intimidate the world. But as far as attacking us on our own land, they want big, big body count. With one attack, not multiple attacks. It'd be one attack, they're going to do it. Nobody knows when or where, but we know it is going to happen. And I'm all for putting that Israelite style dual fence along the entire border from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. It would cost about $4 billion, which is about the amount of the money that Obama demanded from Congress to provide welfare benefit programs for the 63,000 illegal alien children that came over here in the last 9 or 10 months. I've seen the talk to Border Patrol and law enforcement down in San Diego on that dual fence border, and they say, and even Shelby took me on a tour through it, it is virtually impossible to get through that double fencing. If you're lucky enough to get over the first 16-foot-high fence, and you're lucky enough to and limber enough to scale that, you're already spotted by the time you've touched that fence or gotten to the top of it. You have to come down, jump 16 feet or lower yourself 16 feet, and then scurry across 60 feet of dirt causeway to get to the next 16-foot-high fence that is just as difficult to try to scale. By then, Border Patrol cameras, sensors, and eyesight have already picked you out, and they're already inside that causeway apprehending you. So it's very, very effective. And why we haven't done it across the entire border is something that's it's confusing to all of us, even members in Congress. Why do we have political governors who are so reluctant to protect their own country because of political correct paralysis? Emphasis on paralysis prevents you from making a decision, making any kind of judgment, acting. You essentially become a sitting duck, and especially to your political opponent. So you shut up about the problem, hope it'll go away, and hope that you get reelected by remaining uncontroversial.
Yeah,
that's my take.
Hey, it was a great take. I completely agree with you. I've heard about the fence, too, as well, and why there wasn't a push there.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, the paralysis you say, I say it's a lack of word, a nation that reacts instead of acts and gets in front of something. Hey, one last one, Jim, because of, as you said, 2003 and 4 and 5 and 6, when the Minutemen Project was being established and you were getting a lot of attention and people were concerned and wanted to join up, do you still get a lot of people calling and saying, hey, what can I do? I want to be part of the project. Do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, and anybody interested, just contact us through my website. Click on my email. Send me an email, and we'll connect you with somebody on the border who's already conducting border observation or reporting activities. I don't like to bring up the Ebola scare, but anybody who wants to participate should be aware that there's a remote possibility that there could be an Ebola problem on that border. I'd say a 10% chance, not 90. So it's a low chance, but I would not be surprised if we get some very serious disease passed through that open border as well into the United States. I don't think it'll kill us all, but it could kill a few of us before they get under control.
All right, there you go. A warning. Jim Gilchrist, founder and president of the Minuteman Project, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven, and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815, 1-844-500-0815, or visit irefusetoage.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming up, some tax breaks that are TikTok going away unless Congress acts quickly. Will they act in time? We are dangling on the edge of a slippery slope that we just might slide down. Of course, when it comes to the taxpayers, who cares? I got to run for office. I'm too busy kissing babies, running back and home, and spending very little time in Washington. All right, let's go to Grim de la Grim, hanging around for a long time, so he gets the floor here at the tail end of the show. Hello.
Howdy there, Kate.
Thanks for the call. What's up? You run up on me. You are?
I'm one up on you. Now, I don't know about Michael's last words, but he stated, so the Dallas Cowboys win this one. Who would have picked that one?
Who would have picked that one? Exactly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, that win. It was. It was like, you know, it was like a celebration from the very beginning, because in the first half they were already blowing out New Orleans.
Well, maybe you and I should look into a paying job with the network, says to the weekly fix. between the two of us, we just might beat the ugly, you know, the Vegas odds.
That's right.
The house always wins, yet us playing the good and the bad, we might have a thing going for us, because I'll give you one thing. You picked half of the score.
That's right. Half of the score. That's the problem. The rest of it was dumped on the floor somewhere. I really, even though I expected them to come out and be much better than people gave them credit for, I definitely didn't expect it to be that big of a spread.
I didn't either. I thought it was going to mostly be defense. That's why I picked low.
No.
I figured two field goals in the first quarter or the first half with New Orleans and then one touchdown.
Yeah.
And I just figured Dallas, you know, would beat them. I thought it was going to be a defensive game, mostly.
Yeah.
And it kind of turned out that way because Dallas showed up.
Yeah, Dallas showed up like defense from 1994. Don't get too excited and think that you're going to see this every week, but it looked like a different team. They looked like a different team. They did. That offensive line was rolling. That's part of the key. That offensive line had not been rolling, and now it was all together. So, hey, maybe something's turned for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it might have. Hey, I got a joke for you, if you're interested.
Yeah, is it clean?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
I hope you like Jeff Foxworth. You know,
I do.
You're a redneck, because that's the type of joke I have.
Now, okay, I like it.
This is not a copy of his routine. It's my own. I came up with it in the chat room one evening. And just to prove it's not male-sided, whereas mine is trying to be on a gender non-bias, it starts, if you know you're a redneckdress, and that's spelled red, RedNeckDress.
Okay.
So you know if you're a redneckdress if your home perm consists of a number one galvanized wash tub with an inch of water in it in your backyard with an aluminum lawn chair and one of them there 50-foot orange utility cords with your old toaster plugged into it.
That sounds very Brett Butler is very dangerous to me, creme de la creme. That was funny. I'm going to give you kudos for that joke. I just have such a terrible image. Don't forget, nailed the score. How about that? So he was right, Dallas Cowboys. And it's a good time to tell you, if you haven't nailed the score, Wednesday into Thursday, in our very last segment in the second hour, we are nailing the score. All you have to do is call in or send me your guess once the game of the week is announced, and that's it. Maybe you'll get lucky and you'll be the person who nails the score, and you win the America Tonight prize pack. We've had two winners in the past, and maybe this year will be the year that we have another winner. Very hard to predict, I think, a lot of these scores, however, because we've seen even the games. In picking the games, there doesn't necessarily seem to be any rhyme or reason at this point when you're looking at the matchups. Some of the matchups that I would think would be layups, you know, you start to look at games and you think, oh, well, this is a definite win, and maybe this one's a little too difficult to call, like Green Bay and Chicago. I picked Green Bay in something that I do, but I thought it was going to be kind of hard to decide, you know, I mean, you know, who's going to win this game, because it was in Chicago, and I'm glad I picked Green Bay, because Green Bay just absolutely blew out Chicago. Not what I was expecting to happen. All right, so Congress has to extend more than 50 tax breaks, or maybe they don't, but if they don't, it could affect you. Some of them are pretty popular. Otherwise, you know, so if they don't renew them, then that's it. You know, then it won't count. For example, you can deduct in some places state and local tax, right? So in certain states. So a state with no income tax uses a deduction on average of $1,906 to get that break, the local sales tax thing. And it's even more if it's someplace else. The other thing, and a lot of people use that saves them when they have to pay a little something, or even if they don't have to pay something, it gives them money back. Another one that's going to be really tough is some of these college expenses. Because for parents who are struggling, that it can be a really big relief, a really big break on their tax forms as they, you know, as they go down. And this all goes down to things like sales tax and subtracting for certain expenses for college. To what if we had a simple flat tax? What if we had tax reform that made sense? It's always the same thing that we keep talking about. And I don't know that we ever will. I don't know that we ever will, but it would make sense to me. It would make it so much easier. So, of course, then you have to go through the rigmarole of filling out all of the paperwork and figuring it out. You got to keep really good books. You get deductions. School teachers would get deductions. There's the mortgage deduction. There's alternative fuel deductions. That can be pretty big. The energy efficient deductions for certain appliances that you use. And, you know, they start to add up when you've got, if you're self-employed or you've got heavy expenses on one end, especially when you think about people paying for health care now that weren't necessarily paying for it before. So tax breaks literally worth billions are going to expire unless Congress does something about it. And those are tax breaks that a lot of people count on because it ends up either putting money in their pocket or at least not subtracting it. It's the middle class. It's really middle class deductions for the most part, although anybody that falls into the category that could use them that certainly would use them. You know, the thing about taxes is, why is it that people who have a lot of money seem to get the bigger checks back? And it's because they can afford the great tax lawyers and the accountants who can figure out the ways around things, the loopholes that are legal, the deductions that make sense that other people don't know about or don't really wouldn't qualify, really wouldn't do them much good. So that's the big difference. That's the difference between leaping up. That's the difference between coach and first class. It's just like the tax thing. Yeah, you're going to get a bigger check. Sure, you might have paid in more, but you're also going to find ways to defer some of what would be tax. Let's put it that way. Some of the stories that we're following really closely is, let's wait and see what the director of the Secret Service has to say when she is grilled on the Hill on Tuesday. Also, Ebola in Dallas, Texas could be the first Ebola case. Don't know yet. They're being cautious about it. Somebody that traveled to Africa started feeling the symptoms, went to the hospital. Immediately they quarantined them, incubated them, if you will. And do they have Ebola or not? This isn't like the doctor and the worker who came back to the United States to be treated. This is somebody who walked in the hospital and said, boy, I just came back from Africa and I've got these symptoms. And boy, they panicked because you think, who'd they come in contact with on the plane, in the hospital, all of those missing and moving parts. Any thoughts? You can always send them to us, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body.
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.